This international cemetery says a lot about the violence of the fighting that took place in this sector. An artillery battle of cataclysmic proportions. A cavalry charge with hellish consequences. Three German swords to every English bayonet. The cemetery was originally set up by the Germans to bury their dead who had fallen at the Battle of Lakato. They allowed the British to use a square patch in the town cemetery for their dead, but it proved too small, and in 1916, the Germans decided to make space available in their own cemetery. This original division between British and Germans can still be clearly seen today. On one side, more than 5,000 German crosses in the midst of trees left unpruned and grass left to grow wild. On the other, the 700 British gravestones stand in the middle of a meticulously tended lawn. It was in these surrounding fields that the 2nd British Army Corps faced six divisions of the German 1st Army on the 26th of August, 1914. It was a terrible clash, I can tell you. War in all its horror. Looking out from the cemetery, I can clearly recall the geography of the battlefields. They extended far beyond the outer limits of the town and spread over a line of around 20 kilometres between Lakato, N and Cordery. From here, you can see the importance of the relief in Smith-Dorrien's strategy. The commander of the 2nd Army Corps was hoping to use the rolling hills of the Sel Valley to slow down the enemy, which is why he chose Lakato for what was essentially a rearguard action intended to halt the inevitable advance of the enemy. Given the state of fatigue of his men on forced march for 2 days with the enemy at their heels, Smith-Dorrien resolved to halt the withdrawal and stand and face the Germans. His decision was also motivated by another concern. He was convinced that if the German pressure was not reduced, worse was to come for the British troops who had just landed on the continent. This is why he chose to disobey orders from Field Marshal French, who had issued orders to continue the withdrawal towards the south. Smith-Dorrien's decision had many consequences and has always been a matter of great dispute amongst strategists, a debate that continues to this day. Was his first operation on French soil a success? Was it a sacrifice that served the greater good? Successful or not, thousands of men gave their lives for it. Men call that the price to be paid.